I've learned to love it whenever I hear babies crying at church. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. I like it when a toddler asked his mom a question with a voice too loud to be church-worthy. And my heart is warmed when I hear the cooing, giggling, and silly baby laughter, especially during quiet times following communion. To me, it's like the angels speaking from heaven. Sometimes I think, however, I'm in the minority. Most people frown on crying babies at church. They look annoyed, and their righteous indignation is obvious. Why don't they leave? Why did they come to Mass and disturb those people trying to concentrate? Why aren't they in the cry room? Well, I understand what they're saying. I'd prefer it to be quiet, too. But I think there's some bigger questions here. Do you know what it takes to bring children to church? I mean diaper bags, car seats, coloring books, crayons, and the never-ending baggies of Cheerios. Parenting at church is tedious, tiring, and difficult. And oftentimes, the kids are wonderful for a while, but an hour is just too long to sit still. A priest at the Archdiocese of Washington was in the midst of a homily when a child began to cry uncontrollably. He could tell that the congregation was getting annoyed. But right before people started to leave, he said to the parents, "Don't worry about the crying baby. All of that crying just means that the Catholic Church has a future." He continued addressing the congregation. "If you go into a church that doesn't have a crying baby, the church is in trouble. It has no future. So let's thank God for crying babies." As I travel across the country on my job, I have attended Mass in many different churches, big ones, small ones, breathtakingly beautiful ones. But in many of these churches, I don't see small children. In some instances, I've been the youngest person in the pews, and I'm officially a senior citizen. Our Lord loved children. In Matthew 19, when the children were brought to Jesus that he might lay hands on them and pray, the disciples rebuked them, probably with the same annoyed, righteous indignation that I saw at Mass. But Jesus told his disciples not to prevent the children from coming to him. He didn't relegate them to a cry room either, or the vestibule, or outside. He said, "Let them come to me." Do you think when Jesus delivered the Sermon on the Mount that there was a cry room? I doubt it. As a matter of fact, I am certain that he spoke with children crying and farm animals mooing and clucking. The church is a faith community, and children are a welcome part of that community. I love what Marty Hoggins' hymn says, "All are welcomed in this place. Let us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live, a place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive." When young parents bring their children to church, it's a sacrifice. They do it to teach them of the importance of worship and praise. Kids need to learn. And we need to let their parents know that their hard work matters. We need to thank them. Thank them for keeping our faith alive and let them know that they are an important part of our faith community. Yes, I heard babies crying at church today. Our church is alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is Tony Agnese.